This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 284. This episode was pre-recorded. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the Comic Book Lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Now available for a limited time, the Platinum Uber Absolute Edition. Order now. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs. Or you can subscribe via iTunes, where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. We are taping this in advance.
And we have no idea when it will be online.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We're banking some episodes.
Sometimes we have to go away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, there are many alternatives to the traditional monthly, what they now call floppy comic. That is just the monthly one you pick up at the new, used to be able to pick up at the newsstand. And this is a great way for readers to get access to old stories. And it's a great way for publishers to make money on the same content over and over and over again.
And not only that, but it's a way for them to actually make money on original content that they didn't make money on in the first place.
Yeah. So, in the 1970s, DC published what they called special collector's editions. They were oversized reprints of historic issues, as well as some new materials and a few of them.
But those were really just oversized comics, weren't they? Not
exactly.
Really books.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I happen to have the Superman #1, Batman #1, and All-Star #3, which was the first appearance of the Justice Society editions. The cost for each of these was $1 to $2 each.
So those were cost even less than just a regular comic cost now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So let's move to today. There's a lot of options. The first are the trade paperbacks, or the trades. Now, this generally collects a run of a title or a storyline.
Right. And this is how you would probably read them if you wanted to read the whole storyline at once.
Exactly. This has basically become an industry on its own. For example, Vertigo pretty much loses money on their monthly floppies, but they make it up in their trades. That's where they make most of their money. Many major titles today put out trades every 6 issues or so just after the floppies come out.
And we actually do buy a couple comics this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes a lot of sense for some comics, the ones that really are more continuing storylines.
And as we've talked about before, there are some titles that are clearly written with an eye toward the trades, where reading them each month, you kind of get lost in a lot of cases. So it's a cheaper way to go in most cases than
for
buying
the
floppies.
Right.
Yeah. It's more palatable, for example, to libraries who can put these in because, you know, you really can't take a monthly comic and put it on a
it would not circulate well.
Yeah. These square-bound, generally, these trades work a lot better for that. They're generally available at bookstores or your local comic book shop, and they run $8 and up. But generally, somewhere between $8 and $15 is where you'll find most of these running at.
Right. Now, there are some comics that they've collected into these that they aren't putting out in the paperback or digest versions like that. Like the Watchmen comics,
mm-hmm.
They were all collected into hardcovers.
Right. Well, except there were versions. In fact, I think there still is. You can get a trade of Watchmen.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
yeah, I'm
look.
Pretty sure. In fact, I
have
one.
No, Watchmen. I meant before Watchmen.
Oh, before Watchmen.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
The more recent one.
The more recent one, just like in the general publishing industry, they put out the hardbacks and then eventually they put out the paperbacks. So the next level is the phone book paperback. Now, DC calls them Showcase Presents. Marvel refers to them as Marvel Essential. These are generally Silver Age or Bronze Age reprints, and these are 20 to 30 issues worth in this large book.
But one thing that's worth noting is that these are not necessarily consecutive issues.
Right. In a lot of cases, they aren't. They are printed generally in black and white on cheaper paper. So this is a good way for you to at least read the storylines. But if you really like the artwork, this may not be the way to go. Now, I've purchased several of these, including the Superman Family Showcases.
And those I just really love.
Yeah.
You know, they're fun.
In Silver Age especially, the color isn't all that important. You pretty much know what it is. There wasn't a lot of shading back then. The ones for DC include some obscure titles that it would be very hard to find in any other format. Batlash, Enemy Ace, Sea Devils, The Super Friends, Young Love are just some of these.
One thing that I wanted to say was these make great gifts for somebody who might, like younger kids even, because they're the older comics, so you don't have a lot of the bad stuff that you might have.
Right.
They're all comics code.
Right, exactly.
And it's a cheap way to get a kid a lot of comics to read.
Absolutely.
And although she's not a kid anymore, you just bought Amethyst for
right.
one of my nieces.
Exactly.
And she loved it. She thought it was great.
They run about $10 and up, maybe 10 to 20, somewhere in that area. Moving on to the hardcovers, there are what's called the Marvel Masterworks and the DC Archives. Now, these are Golden and Silver Age titles, generally, and they're meticulously restored to their original condition. The stuff up till now, they didn't spend a lot of time doing restoration work. They basically just printed it. They use high-quality paper, high-quality printing. They generally run 10 to 12 issues, but it can vary. These can run $50 and up. They're sometimes based on rare works, and others are classics that I read as backup stories in the 100-page super spectaculars that they put out in the 70s that were put out for a dollar. Like, you'd get the Justice League of America 100-page super spectacular, so it would have the news story at the beginning. Then there would be a Silver Age JLA story. And then generally there'd be a Golden Age one for a particular character, and then there'd be a Golden Age JSA story in the back for a dollar. The problem with these archives is, unless you've got money to burn, they are very expensive. As I said, $50 a shot for not an enormous number of issues. But
so,
it's if you're a collector and you really want to see this in the best possible format.
Right. I can see instances where you might want to buy it, but I don't know.
I have a couple of them, but I haven't bought them for a very long time. And in fact, DC almost phased them out in the late aughts, and now they seem to be coming back with them again. Then there's the pinnacle of the reprints. The omnibus editions are these huge hardcover reprints. They generally put out complete runs of a title over multiple volumes. DC and Marvel both publish them. The Absolute Editions involve a hardcover book with a dust jacket and a slipcase and cloth bookmarks. Sometimes they're printed oversized. They generally include supplemental materials like early artwork and scripts and annotations and interviews. You really have to love the original work in order to buy this. And they cost hundreds of dollars. And so far, these are actually exclusive to DC, these archives. Really no Marvel.
Well, I'm going to say there are some also that are for independent publishers. Because there was an Absolute, I'm not sure if they called it an Absolute, but an omnibus edition of Strangers in Paradise.
Right.
So there are
Bane
other things.
Bane has done this. Not Bane.
Bone. And what about Cerebus was talking about it. I don't know if they ever did it.
They did put out kind of like the phone books,
yeah.
But they never put out. I don't know if they ever put out hardcover. Dark Horse, I know, puts out stuff. I'm pretty sure they're putting out a Walking Dead,
right?
Omnibus there as it comes out.
And there was just a Sandman, and there was like 7 volumes of that or something like that, and they were each at least $100. So we're going to talk about something in just a minute. But if you bought the Absolutes, you spent about $700 for all of them.
Right. Now, speaking of that, DC just recently put out a Sandman Silver Omnibus Edition. 2 volumes in a slipcase signed by Neil Gaiman with silver gilded pages for the 25th anniversary of the first issue of Sandman. They're only $500 and only 500 copies were printed.
So if you had bought the Absolutes, you might be a little disappointed right
yes,
now.
Yes, because you could have gotten it cheaper in a probably a better edition signed by Gaiman.
Yes.
There are just a boatload of different versions of these things. So if you're looking for gifts for somebody or something for yourself and you want to get some of these reprints, you can start at the low end if you want.
Yeah, you can get for your grandkids or your kids or whatever the
showcases.
You can give, you know, your husband an omnibus, you know.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things. You
Absolutely.
Can do a wide range. This is an excellent episode coming close to Christmas, isn't it?
Right.
I just think all in all that there's just something for everybody there, and anybody, almost anybody, would probably like to get one of these. Maybe I'll go shopping for you.
Okay, know who's on the cover because we are taping this in advance. So want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.